能够按照我们所计划的啊，在这边举开灵修会。
We thank God that we have a spiritual meeting this morning.
也感谢主，让我们能够很平安顺利的啊，大家一起来这边参加。
And we thank God that He guide us to the church safely to attend this meeting.
那今天我们这个灵修会第一节是祷告会。
And today the first session of our spiritual meeting is a prayer session.
那配合我们早上的主题。
And it is to go according to the topic we have this morning.
啊，早上彼此互相在这边要勉励学习的就是长进的门徒。
And this morning the topic for encouragement is progressive disciples.
我们知道我们人生活在这世界上有很多种身份。
We knew that for all of us living in this world, we have many different positions.
一出生马上就有一个身份是人的儿子。
Once we are born, we are called the son of man.
然后慢慢慢慢长大了你有学生的身份。
And when we grow up, we become student.
再来又增加了兄弟姐妹的这种身份。
And then we gain our brothers and sisters as positions.
然后再长大了，就又加上了做父母亲的这种身份。
As we further progress in our growth, we become parents.
那以后你到社会上去服务了啊，你或许你在啊哪一个公司，你担任什么职务啊，你又有不同的这种身份。
And once we work in society, we again gain another position, in the firm or company.
每一种身份，差不多都代表。我们必须要负的啊，有某一种的责任。
And every of these positions ask for certain responsibilities.
那我们做一个基督徒，事实上啊，在这里头，我们同样的，因为信耶稣也有具备了很多种不同的身份。
And being a Christian, and as we live in the Lord, we all possess different positions.
从最早的一个慕道者的这种身份开始。
And as an early observer in church.
然后接着我们受洗归入主的名下成为神的儿子。
And after we progress to after water baptism and be called to the Lord.
有神儿子这种身份。
And we are called children of God.
然后又有从圣经里头我们可以明白我们也称为基督的新妇啊，就新娘子新妇的这种身份。
And also from the teachings of the Bible we become the new children.
或者我们也称为基督的军队啊，我们有啊做士兵啊，军队这个军人的这种身份。
And we are also called the soldiers of Lord, and we have the position as a warrior.
所以要说起来是很多很多。那我们今天只说一种，我们做一个基督的门徒。
There are many many different positions to talk about, but today we'll look into being a disciple of Lord.
这个门徒就是学生。
A disciple means a student.
那既然门徒是学生，当然就是要学习。
And since the responsibility of a disciple is a student, and that is to learn.
那我们学习的目的就是要长进。
And therefore, the aim of being of learning is to grow.
我们来看看主耶稣他拣选他的门徒。
Then let's look at how Jesus chose his disciples.
那怎么样教导他们，让他们怎么样能够来长进？
And how did Jesus Christ teach his disciples in order to progress?
我们请看马可福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Mark.
第一章三十五节到三十六，到三十七节。
Mark chapter 1, page 707, 35 to 36, 37.
第一章的三十五节，到三十七节。
Chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, verse 35 to 37, 35.Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place, where he prayed. 36. Simon and his companions went to look for him. Verse 37. And when they found him, they exclaimed, Everyone is looking for you.
在这边有记载，主耶稣他开始来到这世上啊，做传福音的工作。
Here is recorded that Jesus come upon this world and he is prophesizing and preaching.
在第一章的十六节以后，就我们可以看出主耶稣开始拣选门徒了。
And from Mark chapter 1 verse 16 onwards, we see how Jesus went about choosing his disciples.
一方面他自己本身传福音，但是他另外一个很重要工作就开始要拣选门徒，因为我们知道主耶稣在世上工作的日子并不多。
On one hand, while he's preaching, he's also going around choosing his disciples because we know that his time on this earth is not long.
一般都认为大概是差不多3年左右的时间呢。
Most of us thought that it would be around 3 years.
那在这三年左右当中呢，啊，假如说他不把这个工作，啊，交代下来的话，那他的这个工作很可能就到此而止，就断掉了。
And within these 3 years, if he does not lay down the responsibility of his work, it will be stopped.
就像我们今天啊，我们做任何一件工作啊，不管是家里头或者像我们教会里头的工作。
Therefore, it is likewise like all of us today, whether it's in church or at home.
我们的前辈，他们不仅他们尽他们本分工作，而且他们有一个很重要的工作，能够训练下一代的，把这个下一代训练出来，然后把这个工作交给他们。这样一代一代交下来。
The generation before us laid down an example for us to follow so that we can continue to lay down the traditions for the generation after us.
而能够要将这每一代工作能够做好，就是本身啊，上一代的要尽责任教导下一代，而下一代的要自己也要啊认清这个使命，要赶快把这个你应该学习的把学习下来。
In order to do the job well, the older generation should lay down good traditions for the lower generations to follow so that traditions will be kept and being able to progress.
让我们的前一辈能够将这个棒子交得很放心的交给你。
And therefore the responsibilities of the older generation can lay down to the lower generation.
而让我们这一代的也真正的能够尽我们本分尽我们的责任啊，能够很稳重的啊把这个工作的棒子接下来。
And for us of the younger generation, we could carry on the same task with confidence.
所以我们可以看出来，主耶稣他一开始不仅他自己本身传，那很马上就展开这个拣选门徒的工作。
Therefore, we can see that from the beginning, as Jesus was preaching, he set about the task of choosing his disciples immediately.
而在这边，他所拣选的这些门徒当中，特别有记载，像彼得啦、安德烈啦。或者雅各啦、约翰啦等等，有好几对兄弟。
And here is also recorded of how he went about choosing his disciples, people such as Peter and some of the rest of the brothers.
而且他们都是一些渔夫、捕鱼人。
And most of them are fishers.
所以也由此还可以看得出来，当然主要是他门徒当中还有具备很多种身份、不同身份的人呐。
And of course, among his disciples, they have many different positions.
但是我们知道他拣选这些人不管你以前的身份如何今天既然要做耶稣的门徒你就必须要学习
We knew that the purpose of him choosing these disciples other than their former positions but today after being called for the Lord they are children of God
而由刚刚我们所读的这段圣经里头就可以让我们能够了解到一个做门徒要长进的一个可以说是非常重要的因素
And from the verses that we have read just now, we could see how a disciple could progress.
也可以说是秘诀。
And therein lies the secret.
这边记载说，有一天早上，天还没亮的时候。
Here it is recorded that one morning before daybreak.
主耶稣就起来了。
Jesus woke up.
到旷野地方去。
And he went off to a solitary place.
去干什么呢？
And what does he do there?
去那边祷告。
He went there to pray.
那接下来我们很明显可以看出来，这绝对是主耶稣他单独一个人出去祷告。
And from here is very obviously recorded that he went there alone.
为什么？因为西门彼得他们后来找不到主耶稣了。
Because it's recorded that Simon and his companions could not find him.
当他们找到主耶稣的时候啊，就问啊，就对主耶稣这样说大家都在找你呢。
And after Simon and his companions found him, they exclaimed that they were all looking for Jesus.
所以这段圣经虽然记载的很简单，但是让我们啊要了解到说，主耶稣既然是做老师，要教导这些学生，在我们中国人的观念呢、啊，我们以前的啊，一直到现在也是一样了啊。在台湾那边呢，我们教学的方法，一开始差不多都是一种勉强性的。
Although here it is recorded very simply that Jesus woke up and went off alone to a solitary place and taking a traditional place as a Chinese, we usually, and being a teacher, as a Chinese teacher, we usually start off with the encouragement to the students.
主耶稣在这边告诉我们一个最好的教学方法。
However, Jesus here laid down the best example for us to follow.
我来到我们这边，我问了我们好几位弟兄姐妹。 他们都还在读书，我问他们说功课紧不紧。
And since I've come to our Vancouver church, I've asked the brothers and sisters, those who are students, whether they have a lot of homework.
好像大部分人都说，哎，功课是不轻松。
And it is true that being a student is not a simple.
那我又请问他们说，跟以前呢，不管你从什么地方来，像新加坡啦，或者台湾来啦，比较一下的话，啊，那这边学习的情形啊，那比较一下有什么差别？
And I asked these brothers and sisters in comparison to where they come from as being a student, is there any differences?
那几乎每个人都说，以前啊，在那边都是，啊，在学校里头老师怎么教我们怎么学，啊，就跟着一直学。但是到这边不一样，啊，这边来功课很多，啊，要完全要你自己去，啊，自动去学习。
And most of the answers that I gather from the brothers and sisters are that we are being spoon-fed from where we come from, but the circumstance over here is different. We have to motivate ourselves in order to learn.
所以这种学习方法事实上不是新方法，老早主耶稣就是用这种方法，而且这是最有效的方法。
Actually, this is not a new method or new way of learning, but actually, it's from Jesus Christ that's already laid down here.
因为我们想或许很奇怪，主耶稣既然要拣选这些门徒，就是要他们学习，照理来说。哎，一大早起来就是这样，起来起来起来，不要睡懒觉了啊！跟我们一起到山上去祷告好了，到旷野去祷告好了。
We could see from here that if Jesus were to use his method to teach his disciples, he could have easily woken up his disciples and bring them along to pray.
但主耶稣他没有这样做。
However, Jesus did not do that.
他没有叫醒这些门徒。
He did not wake up his disciples.
他自己出去到旷野去祷告。
However, he went off alone to a solitary place.
好，那等这些门徒他们起来了。
And after this, the companions and his disciples woke up.
他们找不到主耶稣了。
And they could not find Jesus.
到处找，到处找，到他们最后，他们一定要晓得说，哦，主耶稣那么早出去到底是干什么？
And after they searched for Jesus' whereabouts, they were wondering.Where Jesus took off in the morning.
那一个想要追求长进、想学习的人，他不用教他了啊，他马上就说：“哦，我们的老师，我们主耶稣，他这么早就出去祷告，那我也应该要这样子啊。”
Here he laid down a very good example for us that for a person who is keen to learn, we do not have to follow others; we have to motivate ourselves in order to progress.
那有这种想法，那你很自然的你就会进步了。
And once we have this thought within us, it is very easy for us to progress and improve.
所以我们说要今天要做主耶稣基督的门徒，我们学习要长进的啊，这个秘诀很简单，就是自动学习。
Therefore, today being a Christian and in order for us to be a progressive disciple, the simple the secret lie in being motivating ourselves.
而在这边，主耶稣所教导的第一个功课，就是要他们过祷告的生活。
And here the very first lesson that Jesus Christ laid down for his disciples is prayer.
我们今天做一个基督徒啊，做一个主耶稣基督的门徒。我们可以说，假如说你不会祷告的话，事实上根本我们就不配做主的门徒。
And today, for us being Christians, and if we do not know and follow prayer, we are not being called the Lord, the children of Lord.
有人在形容啊。我们基督徒的祷告好像呼吸一样。
There's a certain description that the prayer of Christian is like breathing.
那我们想想看，谁不会呼吸
？And if we were to think, is there any one of us here
那大概只有躺在土里头的那些人啊，都没有办法呼吸。
It's only those that were dead and gone that they could not breathe.
那今天我们一个正常人，我们不管你坐在这个地方，或者你站在哪一个地方，到不管到什么地方去。你这个鼻孔一定是一呼一吸一呼一吸很自然的啊，这本来就是很自然的事情。
And for all of us who are ordinary people and in our daily life, we breathe every second and minute. It is very natural.
你说你多有能耐啊，有多大的办法能够停止呼吸？你能够停止多久
？And if you were to question yourself, how long could you hold your breath?
啊，听说有些专门训练的一些潜水壶啊等等呢，有的可以停止呼吸到三四分钟、四五分钟。
And I've heard of some divers, they could hold their breath for 30 minutes or even 45.
但是你再久，你绝对没有办法，你憋不住气的，一定要呼吸，你不呼吸就完蛋了。
However, there's a certain limit that you could hold your breath because otherwise you'll be dead.
所以我们今天一个基督徒，你要是不会祷告了，就等于好像我们不会呼吸一样，哎，灵命上也是会完蛋的。
And today, likewise, for us being Christians, if we do not know how to pray, it is likened that our spiritual life is dead.
啊，所以我们这个祷告，我们基督徒祷告的生活啊，也是要我们要自己自动。
Therefore, the spiritual life, therefore, prayer is a very important, takes an important place in our spiritual life, and it has to be.
尤其我们要祈求灵恩呐，我们更是应该需要有这种自动自发的精神。
And for us to pray for the Holy Spirit, we even more have to motivate ourselves.
十几年前，我在台湾，我们有一个嘉义教会。
Ten over years, in a church in Taiwan, Jia Yi Church.
在那边工作的时候。
And while I was working there.
有一家人来慕道。
And there was a family that were observing.
那个做父亲的，啊，他到过很多教会。
And the father of the family has been to various churches.
一直他都没有办法得到满足。
And he has never been satisfied.
后来他甚至去研究那个印象学，用印刻印章哦，啊，那个刻印章普通刻印章，我们中国人很喜欢用印章，那个印章都照着笔画啊，或者说哪缺哪一个角，他都要好好去算，不是随便刻的。
And even the father of this family, he went into research of calligraphy and the stamping of seal.
这都是属于，当然都是属于邪灵的一种工作。
And of course, this is meant in other words of Satan.
啊，所以后来他来，啊，来我们教会慕道了。他明白这个道理以后，他把所有他的有关那个印象学的那些书哈，也有英文的，也有日文的，也有中国。我没有想到说能不能说比我们这个柜子这个还多。
And after he has come and being an observer of our church, he took out all his collections of calligraphy and seals, those that were in English, Japanese, or Chinese, and he has more than what we have here in our cupboard.
通通把它烧掉。
And he took this whole shelf of his collection and he burned them.
他知道这个不对。
And because he knew in his heart that it was wrong.
所以他先来慕道，然后他带领他的家人来慕道。
And therefore, first he was an observer to the church, and later he brought along his family.
我记得他有一个孩子。
And I remember he has this child.
大概差不多十六七岁，那当时他十六七岁。
And at that time, his child was around 16 to 17 years old.
就差不多相当我们这边的十二，即将毕业十一年呐，第十一年。
And it's in grade 11.
他来，他跟他孩子这样说。
And he told his child.
说今天爸爸到圣约瑟教会去。
He said that today your dad is going to the True Jesus Church.
我很满意。
I am completely satisfied.
意思就是我从圣经的道理当中我得到很大的满足。
Because I gained much strength from the teachings of Lord.
而且我也得到神的恩典。
And I've received blessings from God.
能够体会到啊，在圣约瑟教会里头真的有圣灵的同在。
And I could experience the presence of the Holy Spirit within the True Jesus Church.
今天晚上我们教会那边教会刚好有在布道会，你要来参加。
And tonight in the True Jesus Church there's evangelical meeting, and you have to come.
然后他加上一句说：“爸爸不会骗你。”
And further on, he added, "Your dad will not lie to you."
他还是跟他爸爸说：“啊，爸爸，你不要勉强我了。”啊，我现在在哪一个教会里头已经很好。
However, the child replied to his or her dad not to force him because he is observing the other church.
那他父亲真的也没有勉强他。
And definitely the dad did not force him.
只告诉他说，希望你今天晚上能够来参加布道会。
The dad only told his child that he wished and hoped that he will come and attend the evangelical meeting.
后来这个年轻人呐，他大概想一想说，爸爸不会骗我了。
And later on, this youth was thinking, and he's reviving in his thought that his dad would not lie.
所以那天晚上他真的来了，是自己自动来的。
And therefore he volunteered and went to the church.
我还记得啊，他那天晚上坐在最后面第二排，那个嘉义教会会堂很大，差不多我们有这个四五倍长。
And in my memory, I could remember that he was sitting in the last second bench in the huge hall of the Jia Yi Church.
他坐在最后面。
He was sitting right at the last bench.
然后。一个小时的这个道理讲完了
，and after an hour of sermon，
他很注意听
，and he was listening，
而且他也大概也听明白了
，and also in his heart he understood。
然后到最后大家一起祷告的时候
，and towards the end when all of us，
他跪下来，他心里头是这样想：主耶稣啊，我的罪实在很重。
And after the sermon, in the prayer session, he kneeled down and prayed to Lord Jesus Christ that his sin is indeed much.
求主耶稣赦免我。
And he prayed to Lord Jesus to save him and forgive him.
很奇妙啊，他在那边得到圣灵。
And miraculously, he received the Holy Spirit at that time.
为什么我们知道离得那么远？为什么我们知道？因为我们看到那边一个弟兄一直跳起来，在那祷告的地方跳起来，跳得很高。
Because I could remember, because it was a huge hall, and we could see his vibrations from afar.
大家都跪在地面上啊，你这个膝盖不可能离开这个地面啊。
Because all of us were kneeling on the floor, and there's no way that the knee could detach from the ground.
除非说你站起来。
And unless you were to stand up.
但我们远远只看见那边一个头呢，在那啊一层一层跳，我们赶快走过去一看，哎，发觉他得到圣灵了。
And from afar, we saw that his head was vibrating up and down. And after going forward, we realized that he received the Holy Spirit.
祷告完以后，
and after
我们问他感觉怎么样。
After the prayer session, we asked him how he feels.
他只有一句话说：“主耶稣真爱我。”
And he could only answer that Jesus indeed loved me.
真的有神。
There is indeed a God.
哎，他接着那个祷告，他自己啊摸到神了。
And through this prayer, he realized that he found God.
为什么他能够得到这个体验？
And why is it that he could get through this experience?
因为他自己很自动、很自发的想要去追求。
Because he motivated himself in his search.
所以他得到了。
And therefore he achieved.
我再说一个见证。
And here I would like to share another testimony.
在我们大同教会那边，现在有一位少执事。
And in our Taitung Church, we have a
少执事，就是我们啊江弟兄他姐姐的公公。啊，少介绍的，还不是介绍的。少，好像介绍了。
哦，姓名是不是？
少主是，你按你看。
哦、oh, ，we have there's this deacon Shao, S-H-A-W, Shao。
我们江弟兄哈、啊，江弟兄他姐姐的公公。
And it is the grandfather of our brother Chang。
啊，他姐姐就是他的媳妇了。
And therefore the sister is the wife, the wife of brother Shao。
他信耶稣。已经信了五十几年。
He has been a Christian for 50 years.
五十几年。
50 over years.
到两年前他才得到圣灵。
And it's only he only received the Holy Spirit 2 years ago.
那我们算算看。
And if we were
他从信耶稣到他得到圣灵，他五十四年呐 啊，照他所说啊，五十四年才啊信了五十四年才得到圣灵。
And if we were to calculate his span of belief, it's only after 54 years of being a Christian that he received the Holy Spirit.
那为什么他会那么久才得到圣灵？
And why is it that it takes a long time for him to receive
the Holy Spirit? 从小大概十几岁那个时候他就信耶稣了。
He has believed in the Lord since he was young, when he was over 10 years old.
其实大概也是很有信心在求了。
And at that time he was full of faith to pray.
啊，但是一直没有求到圣灵。
However, he did not receive the Holy Spirit.
那这个日子一天一天过去了。
And the day passed.
越求越没有信心了。
And further, as he progressed in his prayer, he lost in faith.
在我们台湾教会啊，在举开布道会说到最后求圣灵，求灵，大家都是到前面来，他起初也都会了，但是到最后越祷告越后面，一直跑到最后头去了。
In the many evangelical meetings that we have in the churches in Taiwan, initially he was fervent and he was praying right in front along with the others in the prayer session. But after a span of time, he progresses right to the end at the back of the church.
就这样子，十年、二十年、三十年，就一直日子一直过去了。
And therefore, years pass by like lightning. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
哎，到他做阿公了，啊，做祖父了。
And then he became a grandfather.
哎，他孙子也长大了。
And his grandchildren have grown up.
他孙子很可爱。有一天，他孙子跟他讲说：“阿公，我们到前面去祷告求圣灵。”
And one day his grandchildren were pushing him and telling, "Granddad, let's move forward to pray."
那个很可爱的一个孙子，哎，跟面鼓励他阿公到前面来求圣灵。
And this grandchild was encouraging his granddad to pray in the session in front.
那个做阿公的说：“你去就好了，你去就好了。”
However, being a granddad, he was pushing his grandchild to move forward.
还是没有上来。
He did not move up in front of him.
一直到两年前。
And it's only until 2 years before.
真的圣灵在感动他了。
And indeed, the Holy Spirit.
他这样想啊，像我信今天信耶稣信了五十几年。
He was thinking that being a Christian of 50 over years.
啊，我一直想啊，为教会多做一点工，但是感觉到说实在很软弱，能力很不够。
And in my heart, I always think that I want to work for the church, but however, I do not have enough encouragement, enough.
所以后面他感觉说啊，我实在很惭愧，我真的应该要努力来求圣灵了。
And on the other hand, he thinks that he's truly ashamed and embarrassed that he really wants to work for the church.
而且他也立志，他说我现在信了五十几年了，这本圣经啊，从来没有从头到尾看过一遍。
And he also laid down a determination that after to read through the whole Bible after being a Christian for 50 over years.
所以他当时那个时候圣灵这样感动他，他马上就立志这样做，在家里头，在他办公的地方，不管他啊。啊，他比较能够长久停留的一个地方，都一定放一本圣经。那一到那边，每天都至少他读同样经，至少读三遍，大概两遍或三遍。
And after he laid down his determination that he wants to read through the whole Bible, he lay a Bible everywhere that he go, whether it's at home or in office or at his work, he will read through the Bible at least 3 pages a day.
好，正好啊、他们那边是。台北的那个大同教会啊，哎，也在举开灵恩布道会。
And at that time, the timing was that they were having an evangelical meeting in the Taitung Church.
他有一个朋友也来慕道。
And he has this friend that is observing.
哦，他会鼓励他朋友说：“哎，我们到前面去祷告求圣灵。”
And he was encouraging this friend of him to pray for the Holy Spirit in front in the prayer session.
他陪着他那个朋友到前面来了，哎。结果他不晓得想一想，又退自己又退到后边第三排去了。
However, he brought his friend up in front in the prayer session, but after a while, he moved to the back.
但是他这个动作被教会的一位长老看见了。
However, this action of him was being observed by an elder.
啊，所以那位长老在那次祷告了，特别跑到那个位置去帮助他按手祝福，帮助他祷告。
And during that evangelical meeting, this elder went back and laid his hands on him.
当时他说真的感觉到很惭愧，说我今天怎么那么没有信心，明明已经到前面来了，结果又退下来了，还劳动这位长老来到这边，他这么有爱心还来这里帮助我祷告，那我明天我一定要到前面去。
And at that time, he was full of shame in his heart that he actually moved in front in the prayer session to pray. But however, because he was not strong enough, he moved to the back. And then this elder was full of indeed loved him and came to lay hands on him.
结果那天晚上，他那个朋友得到圣灵了。
And that night, his friend received the Holy Spirit.
他啊，真的也加添他的信心。
And that further encourages him.
第二，隔一天晚上，他真的到前面来祷告。
And indeed, the next night he moved up to the front to pray.
信了五十几年，以为说很难的，结果那天晚上他得到圣灵。
And he did not believe that after being a Christian for 50 over years, he received the Holy Spirit.
在我们想，我很难啊，我怎么现在五十几年了，怎么还没得到圣灵？啊，他自己本来也是这样想。没有，每次祷告来了不会了，这次大概不会，主要是叫造成你这个信心。你既然说不会，就你就没有得，就得不到嘛。
And standing and from a man's point of view, because he has been discouraged all this time, and then he could not, he did not receive the Holy Spirit after believing in Christ for 50 over years. Therefore, because of his weak in strength, Jesus Christ did not give what he wants.
真的很奇怪了，我们常常有这种得不到的信心呢。
And it is indeed strange that we often do not possess this.
每次还没开始祷告就想啊，大概不会这一次了。
And if before we even go about in our prayer, we think that it could not be achieved.
你既然想说大概不会这一次，那主耶稣怎么会给你
？And if in your thought it was planted the thought that you could not achieve, of course Jesus Christ would not walk with you.
所以我们祷告 我们的信心就是建立在主耶稣基督他所应许，他要给我们求，就必定能够得着。
And therefore, in our prayer, we have to lay our foundations on Lord, because ask and it will be given to you.
而且谁也都没有办法勉强我们。
And there's no one that could force you.
只有我们自己跟神之间关系，你自己愿意，你愿意求啊，主耶稣他一定会给。
Because it is a personal relationship with us, of us with God, and it's only if we motivate ourselves to pray, and then Jesus will answer you.
所以说起来很简单，事实上求圣灵不难，真的很简单。
Actually, if we were to view this matter, it is not a difficult task to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们可以看出来，你看有一些小孩子要求圣灵很简单，有些慕道者一来，他愿意求，马上就可以得到。
We see very plainly that some children, when they came, or some observers, when they came, and they just pray and they receive the Holy Spirit. It's a simple task.
那再来，我们将来大之前呢，这两三个礼拜我都在举开灵恩布道会，在那几个教会当中，我看很多慕道者他一来。他愿意求，一跪下来，他就得到圣灵了。
And before I came to the Vancouver church two or three weeks ago, and in the church over there, I was observing that several observers, when they came to the church, they received the Holy Spirit then and there.
甚至有一个小孩子啊，差不多10岁的小孩子。
And there's even this 10-year-old child.
啊，他看到天使的异象。
He saw an angel in his vision.
啊，在祷告当中看到天，好多好可爱的天使，然后将。啊，那个天使将一个很亮、很亮、很亮的晒到他啊，就啊，就胸怀里头来，哎，他就得到圣灵了。
And in his prayer, in his vision, he saw all these angels flooding divine light into his heart, and he received the Holy Spirit right there.
那我们就先说到这里。
And、
我们现在一起来祷告。
And our topic ends here. Let us all kneel down and pray.
我们要有这个愿意啊，这种很自动像。主耶稣当时教导他的学生，就是要让他们自动的来学习，自动的啊来祈求。
We must motivate ourselves and encourage ourselves in order to go forward and pray, just like how Jesus Christ laid down an example for his disciples at that time.
不仅是今天我们这个祷告，在我们任何时候，我们都应当有这种自动自发的精神。
And not only during the prayer session today, but also in your daily prayers other than today, we have to motivate ourselves in order to pray.
啊，那你就很容易呀、啊，啊，就可以得到圣灵。
And of course, then Jesus Christ will answer you and shower you with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在奉耶稣啊，奉主耶稣基啊，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And therefore, today we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后接着我们就是不断的感谢。
And of course, we give thanks continuously.
虽然是一再的重复哈利路亚赞美主耶稣哈利路亚赞美，但这是相当有意义的话，因为我们不断的感谢，这是应该的。
And of course, we'll thank God repetitiously, and we say hallelujah to Him.
这不是没有意义的话，是相当有意义。我们只要认识神的全能的话，我不断的感谢他。
Do not look lightly upon the word hallelujah, because therein lies a profound meaning.
当圣灵降临在我们身上的时候
，and when the Holy Spirit descends upon us,
我们这个舌头本来说的很清楚，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，但是结果他啊就一直跳动起来，说出一些我们听不懂的话。你不用害怕，你就顺其自然，让他继续不断的说下去。
And when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, our tongue will begin to speak in tongues, and do not be afraid, because it is a natural process, and just let the Holy Spirit guide you.
当然有些身体会震动，但不一定每个人都会这样子。
And of course, some of us, the body will vibrate, but it's
但是最要紧，根据圣经我们可以知道，你受圣灵凭据就是说方言，就是说灵言。
But based according to the record in the Bible, the most significant proof of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
这个啊，这个方言呢、啊，就是 tongue 啊，没有错，就是那个啊舌头啊舌音呐、啊，舌头跳动的声音。
And speaking in tongues is the vibration of a language that we do not understand because it's communication to God.
很自然的，你顺服他，你越祷告越有信心，祷告你越祷告越习的。
And it is a very natural progress because as you progress, as you pray the and speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit will guide you.
感谢神啊！我们最近几次的啊，有祷告，特别祷告求啊，求的灵恩，都有人得到圣灵，所以我们啊，还是啊，把握这个机会啊，自己要自动的来祈求。
And we thank God that during our various prayer sessions, there were a few of us that received the Holy Spirit. Therefore, all of us should take hold of this opportunity to pray fervently for the Holy Spirit.
那我们大家也帮助祷告。
And let the rest of us help in our prayer.
请我们教会的执事传道也帮特别帮忙我们啊，按手祝福。
And let us invite the deacons and the elders and the preachers to help us in laying hands on us.
好，现在一起来祷告，祈求灵恩。
And let us all kneel down to pray.
一起来学习圣经里头道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let us continue to study the Bible.
我们刚刚有谈到，我们今天做耶稣的门徒，从主耶稣。怎么样教导他的门徒？我们今天也同样的要有这种精神。
In the earlier sermon, we discussed about how Jesus laid down an example for the disciples to follow.
首先，主耶稣要他们能够很自动的来跟随、来学习。
Initially, Jesus wants the disciples to motivate themselves to learn.
而主耶稣所教导他们的第一个功课就是祷告的生活。
And the first lesson that Jesus teach them is to have a prayerful life.
事实上也是如此。我们今天做主耶稣基督的门徒，也是从祷告开始的。
And today, likewise, being Christians, our life starts from prayer.
然后接着下来，我们再请看马可福音第三章。
And let us turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章十三节跟十四节。
Mark chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.Page 709. Verse 13. Jesus went up on the mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. Verse 14. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach.
好，那这里就接着过一段时间以后，主耶稣又一次他上山了。
And here it mentioned that after a certain period of time, Jesus went up to the mountainside.
在路加福音第六章那边同样记载这件事情，那边记载比较清楚，是主耶稣这次上山是特别祷告要拣选门徒。
And this matter of Jesus spending going up to the mountain to choose the disciples is also clearly recorded in Luke chapter 6.
就拣选那十二位使徒了。
Here he appointed 12 apostles.
那我们就可以很明显，当时跟随主耶稣应该很多很多人。
And it is very obvious that it lays down that there are many people that were following Jesus at that time.
那为什么主耶稣要特别拣选这十二位？
And why did Jesus Christ pick 12 out of so many of them?
很显然的，这十二位应该是比较有长进才对的。
And obviously, these 12 disciples are those that motivate themselves.
因为我们知道主耶稣这一次上山是整夜祷告，为了特别拣选这十二位使徒啊。整夜祷告，可见是多么慎重。
And we can see that it is indeed a serious matter that Jesus went up to the mountainside and prayed the whole night.
那他设立的是十二个人以后。
And after he appointed these 12 people.
这边有记载说要他们常和自己同在。
And here it is recorded that they might be with him always.
也要差他们去传道。
And that Jesus sends them out to preach.
那我们可以注意到。
And here we can observe.
后来主耶稣果然差遣他这些门徒两个两个出去传道，但是在他们要出去传道以前，我们不要忽略到这一点所记载的常和自己同在。
Later we can see that Jesus sent the disciples out two by two in order to preach to the rest of the world. But here we must observe that the important point is that they might be with Jesus.
为什么主耶稣要这十二个人要常常和他同在呢？
Why did Jesus want these 12 disciples to be with him always?
当然也是为了要学习。
And of course, it is to learn.
你总不可能说你什么都不会，你这出去要传道。
You could not go out to preach if you do not know anything.
那就好像我们今天做一个我们基督的门徒，你要出去做见证，你多少你要学习一些道理。
And it is likewise for us Christians today, if we were to preach and bear testimony to other people, we have to know certain lessons of the Lord.
那至少你自己所体验到的、所学习到的这些在教会里头我们所看到、听到的一些见证，你应该要晓得。
And therefore, we have to know, and likewise, whatever we experience and whatever sermons and teachings that we experience in church, we have to know them.
所以从这边开始，我们可以看出来，主耶稣常常带这十二个人常常跟他在一起，就是要他们听他主耶稣怎么样用道理来勉励人怎么样来做工。
Here Jesus appointed the 12 disciples that, so that they might be with him in order that they will learn and be able to preach and work and do holy work.
也借着常常跟主耶稣在一起，能够对主耶稣有更深的认识。
And also that the disciples will be always with him so that they have a deeper understanding of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天做一个门徒要长进，除了我们的祷告生活以外，我们要今天要怎么样跟主耶稣常在一起，要怎么样能够领受神的话，当然是从圣经里头，就是我们读经聚会的等种种这些生活。
Therefore today, in order to be a progressive disciple and in order to be a Christian that's always in continuous learning, we have to constantly pray and attend sermons and come to church.
就好像当时这些门徒跟在主耶稣旁边，常常听主耶稣讲道。
It is likewise in those days where the disciples were always beside Jesus and hearing him preach.
一方面又看主耶稣行神迹，做这些很奇妙的作为，神把神的能力作为在主耶稣基督身上显明出来。
And also at the same time, they observe how Jesus performed miracles, and they see the strength of the Lord on him.
所以这很简单，很清楚的就可以让我们明白，我们今天做一个门徒要长进的话，除了在祷告的功课上要下功夫以外，我们要不断的亲近主，借着聚会听道理啦，借着我们读圣经读圣经领受神的话啦，让我们更明白。然后更认识主耶稣。
Therefore, today, in order for us to be a progressive disciple, the important point is that we have to get close to the Lord, to Jesus Christ, and that can be achieved by praying, by attending church, and also by studying the Bible.
而今天我们对主耶稣的认识有一个很重要的一点，就是主耶稣就是我们的救主。
And today, the important point of knowing Jesus Christ is that our Lord is our Savior.
这个可以从第三章以后呢，我们就以第五章来说好了。
And this could be seen is recorded from chapter 3 onwards.
马可福音第五章这边主耶稣有做了三件事情。
Let us look at Mark chapter 5 with there are three incidents that Jesus performed here.
第一件事情是让一个犯鬼的一个邪灵工作的人得到平安。
And here the first incident recorded that peace is granted to a demon-possessed man.
我们想想看，一个被巫鬼附着的人，他经常在坟墓里头生活，你看多可怜。
And if we were to think a man living in the being demon-possessed is indeed a very sad matter.
那甚至呢，他经常要被那个铁链脚镣把他扣住了，他没有办法自由行动，而且他力量很大，甚至可以把这些铁链都可以把它挣断。
And likewise, this man, he's being bounded by chains in hand and foot, and he could even tore these chains apart.
人人怕他。
Everyone is afraid of him.
他没有办法跟人家生活在一起。
There's no way that he could live with the rest of others.
但主耶稣要救这样的人。
However, Jesus wants to save this kind of
person. 让这样的人能够得到平安。
So that peace will be granted to him.
能够恢复正常。
So that the person will be
recovered. 所以在他还没有认识耶稣、遇到主耶稣以前，他没有得救
And therefore, before this man knows Jesus Christ, he is not saved.
但是他遇到主耶稣以后，他真的能够得救了。
And once he knew Jesus Christ, he was indeed saved.
第二件事情。
And the second matter.
有一个女人，她患了12年的血漏。
And there was this woman.
很可怜，她没有办法找遍了医生，也是没有办法医治。
And she could not be cured even though she met many other doctors.
那这种人生活在世界上也是很痛苦。
And likewise, this woman is in great pain living in this world.
幸好她也遇到了主耶稣。
And also because she met Jesus Christ.
很多人跟在主耶稣旁边，他心里头只有一个信心，很单纯的信心，我只要摸到主耶稣的衣裳。
And there were many people following Jesus. However, this sick woman was full of faith.She believed that once she touched the cloak of Jesus,
我的病就可以好。
That her sickness and illness would depart from her.
她以她这种单纯的信心，真的挤到主耶稣旁边啊，遇到摸到主耶稣的衣裳，果然她血漏的源头就马上枯干了。
Because of her simple faith, she went up and touched the cloak of Jesus, and she could feel that her bleeding stopped.
主耶稣他也感觉到有能力从他身上出来。
And Jesus at that time also realized that power had gone up from him.
所以在众人面前将这个女人发生在这个女人身上的事情呢也能够表明出来。
That Therefore, in front of the many people in the crowd, he brought up this incident with this sick woman.
所以主耶稣对他说，你的信救了你。
Therefore, Jesus Christ said to her that her faith had healed her.
你平平安安回去。
And he told her to live in peace.
对这个女人来说，她真的也是可以说，她得救了。
And also to this woman, she is indeed saved.
再来第三个故事啊，第三个事情就是发生在一个管会堂叫埃鲁的女儿身上。
And the incident happened on a girl.
这管会堂的为她的女儿要求主耶稣啊，来帮助她女儿。
And this man is praying for her daughter in order to help her.
结果在路上的时候，就有人来告诉他说：“你的女儿已经死了。”
And on his way back home, he was told that his daughter is dead.
但是主耶稣对这个管理会堂的这样说了：“说不要怕，只要信。”
However, Jesus told him that he should not be afraid, but he should believe.
啊，他只不过是睡着了。
That his daughter had only fallen asleep.
等到他到了家里头以后。
And when he went back home,
啊，众人都讥笑主耶稣了。
And everybody was laughing at Jesus.
因为在他们看见，明明这个孩子已经死了，这个耶稣怎么搞的？说他睡着了，这个脑袋大概有问题。
They were all laughing that the daughter of this synagogue ruler is dead, and they were laughing at Jesus Christ.
啊，但主耶稣就带着他的啊最亲近的三个学生雅各、约翰、彼得。
However, Jesus brought along the three most intimate disciples of him, Peter, James, and John.
到他们的家里头去。
And they went to the home of.
拉着那个孩子的手，叫他起来。
Jesus went to the home of this synagogue ruler and took the hand of this girl.
对这个女孩子来说，她不是得救了吗
？And this matter is, well, isn't the daughter saved?
这三个故事啊。不是说只有在圣经里头有，今天在我们真耶稣教会里头也都有发生。他还没有信耶稣以前呢、啊，很可怜的呀，是发疯疯到啊，人家把他啊，只有把他了，推到那个井里头去把他关起来，那个水井。
He went insane, and in the end, the people had to bound him up at the depth of this well.
那警察都怕他。
Even the policemen were afraid.
那边管区的警察啊，都怕他。
The policemen were.
拿他没有办法。
Because they do not know what to do.
那发疯会乱打人的。
Because this lunatic will go out and harm people.
啊，当时大概医疗设备也没有那么进步，没有什么疗养院，大概没有这种东西可以收容。
Because at that time they do not have any social welfare in order to keep him.
啊，是把他关到那个水井里头去。
Therefore, the only thing they could do with this man.
主耶稣救了他。
The only thing they could do with this man is to bound him in the depth of
the well. 不仅让他一个人得救，让他全家人也一起能够得救。
However, Jesus Christ not only saved him but also his family.
啊，同样的那个第二个故事，那个患同啊也是一样一模一样患十二年的血的。我们有一位姊妹，现在搬啊，她现在搬到美国的洛杉矶教会那边。
And the same incident with this second incident with this sick woman who's bleeding for 12 years, we have this sister that has the same matter, and she's moved to the United States.
他们在台湾的时候，他的先生是一个非常有名的，在台湾非常有名的一个心脏科的医生。
And when she was in Taiwan, her husband is a specialist in heart surgery.
他当然认识很多医生啊的朋友。
And of course, her husband knew many other doctors.
但是他太太的这种病就跟这个女人这十二年的血肉一模一样，也刚正好到他十二年的时候，他也遇到主耶稣，也让他能够得救了。
However, the incident with his wife is that she's also bleeding. However, she's being saved by Jesus Christ.
想尽办法要医治她。
Being a doctor, he went through all different ways.
没有办法就是没有办法。
In order to save his wife, but he.
但是感谢主啊。他的一位妹妹，啊，妹妹是台南教会那边我们一位姊妹。
We thank God that his sister is a member of our church.
来告诉他姐姐说，你要信耶稣，耶稣要救你。
This sister is telling this lady who is sick to come to the Lord.
她其实这样想啊，我们这个都是有知识的啊，都是知识分子，信什么耶稣？
And at that time, her thought is that we are all intellects, and we should not believe in such a matter.
他信不了。
He could not bring herself to believe.
后来他的妹妹啊真的非常啊关心他的姐姐，所以就又想办法找我们台北教会那边也有一位准执事啦、啊，他的孩子也是医生呢、啊，就找那个女执事去啊，去向他做见证。
And at that time, her sister was full of care for her, and she went to look for this brother in the Taipei Church,、
啊、
in the Taipei Church, in order to bear testimony.
他那个时候在想，这些人怎么这么热心？
And at that time in her thought, she was wondering why all these people were so fervent for her.
然后想说，我妹妹她不会骗我啦。
However, she thinks that her own sister would not lie to her.
她就有那个信心。
And therefore, she's filled with faith.
所以就要到教会去了。
And therefore, she went to the church.
当时的交通工具啊，很落伍，没有像现在这种计程车，只有那个三轮车。
And at that time, the transportation it was pretty backward, and there wasn't any cabs or taxi. There's only tricycle
三轮的
this certain mode of transportation with three wheels
那就是本来想雇一部三轮车载他去，他说我不坐车子，今天我要去召见神，我要用走路的去。
However, she said that she wants to walk to the church because she wants to see the Lord and she does not want to take the tricycle.
我这要去见神，我怎么可以坐车子？我啊，不要表示我这全身，就好像这个女人一样，很单纯的心，我今天要去见神。
She has this simple faith in her that she wants to see the Lord and therefore she wants to walk to the church.
她走路很困难呢，两个人敲在她两边。本来五分钟的路程，走了两个小时才走到。
However, because of her sickness, she has difficulty in walking, and this actually only take her 5 minutes to go to the church. But because of her sickness, it took her 2 hours.
但就是因为她有这个心，她走到主耶稣啊，走到教会里头来，啊，主耶稣医治了她，一下子全部好了。
But because of her strong faith, she walked to.The Lord and the Lord healed her, and her sickness was completely gone.
感谢主啦，所以说救了他们全家。他的先生后来搬到美国来以后也接受洗礼了。
And we thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ saved her and her whole family, and her husband when he came to the United States got baptized.
他先生很好玩呢。
And her husband is indeed interesting.
啊，真的也很可爱啊，很 Q 了。啊。
Her husband is very interesting.
年纪很大了。他常常有一些遇到一些有的生病的、啊、要没有办法了，就告诉他说你去找我太太、啊、
And her husband being a doctor he met certain incidents when he couldn't cure the patient and he told the patient to go and speak to his wife、
啊、我太太会带你去找主耶稣，他有办法。
He said that my wife will bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved、
哎，他这些先生姓许，这许太太、啊、真的带领很多人来信耶稣，但是他先生在台湾的时候就是一直要他来信，不来就是不来。
And because of that matter this Dr. Xu and his wife brought many people to the church. However, if in their past in Taiwan they could not believe at all.
那很奇怪了，他不来他又会介绍人来信耶稣吗？
However, it is interesting that since he did not go to church, he would bring other people to church.
但感谢神啊，他太太啊，不晓得为他先生祷告了多久。他先生后来搬到美国以后，在我们美国洛杉矶教会那边接受洗礼了。
And we thank God that because of the long prayer and fervent prayer of his wife, the husband was baptized in the Los Angeles church.
那第三个故事同样也有啊。我们台湾有一位朱荣道长老，不久前才离世的。
The same third incident is seen in this preacher.
他啊，朱就朱跟朱弟兄，朱老师他同样姓朱。
Preacher Chu that just passed away in Taiwan.
他的长老娘小的时候有一次啊，在那个池塘边玩呐、啊，掉进去了，淹死了。
And his wife, when she was playing in the pond, she fell and got drowned in this pond.
捞起来的时候已经完蛋了，没有办法了、啊、他们都在祷告，旁边一些邻居在笑，他们这些人的脑袋神经都有问题，你就死了、啊、假如他能够活的话我们都会去信。
And after they rescued her from the pond, they realized that she was dead. However, they continued to pray, and the neighbors were laughing at them that they were praying to a corpse.
结果感谢主啊，他们从水里头啊，主耶稣又让他活过来，借着他们祷告，这么又活过来。
And they were saying that if she was to be revived, they would believe and follow Christ. And thank God for after the long prayer, she indeed revived.
记得有一次我跟智长老这样说，还好主耶稣让你的太太活过来，否则你就没有太太了。
And I remember this certain incident I was telling Elder Chu that thank God that Jesus Christ revived your wife, if not, you will be alone today.
那圣经里头记载这些事情，今天在我们教会里头同样有这种事情，这到底是告诉我们什么？
And today, all these incidents that were recorded in the Bible have many different lessons for us today. And what do they want to tell us?
这借着这些事情，让我们能够了解认识主耶稣，他确实是我们的救主。
And Jesus Christ wants to make use of all these parables in order to tell us that He is our Savior.
他救我们什么呢？不仅肉体上的、心灵上的，更重要的生命上的问题，不仅是肉体上的这个生命的问题而已。
Jesus Christ not only saves us from our physical being, but also our spiritual being and also our life.
所以今天我们信耶稣的，我们要知道，耶稣是救主，跟一般宗教啊所谓的教主的。这个意义是绝对是不一样的。
And today, for all of us believing in Christ, we must realize that Jesus Christ is our Savior and is different from the rest of the religions.
现在你不管哪一个宗教，一定有很多传说。
And there are, regardless of which other religions that you were in, there are many other sayings.
而且甚至有些传说传得很玄很妙。
And also there are many sayings that.Really、miraculous.
甚至有些传说让我们也真的没有办法 去解释它。
And also some of these sayings we could not even have a proof for them.
但是这些传说又能够证明些什么？它不能救我们。
However, all these sayings, there's no way they could save us.
但是我们今天所信的耶稣，我们一定要明白，要认识我们这位耶稣，他是来世上就是要救我们。光是这一点差别啊，我们能够明白。那我们就真正我们的信仰就有价值了。
However, today for us believing in Christ, we must realize in our heart that Jesus Christ is our Savior and that we came down to be able to in order to be saved by Him.
所以越到末后的世代，很多的这种那说法啦，甚至很奇妙一些事情啊，会可以说层出不穷啊，越来越多。但是我们要有一个很正确的认识。耶稣是我们的救主。
Because today we live in the last days, and there are many arising of the false churches and false sayings. However, we should realize and make clear our standing that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
一般的宗教大概它的宗旨就是只是达到劝人为善的地步了。
Most religion, their ultimate aim is to preach to the people to be uprighteous.
或者是只告诉我们说我们个人要怎么样去追求哇。这个很完美的这个地步，靠着自己的怎样去修行，但真的有这个办法吗
？And what they preach is to tell us to motivate ourselves in order to reach a certain level of purity. However, this is very difficult to attain.
事实上，圣经里头所告诉我们，主耶稣基督来到世上为我们流血，只有靠着这个办法。
It is recorded in the Bible that it's only through the bleeding of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can be saved.
因为只有借着一个完全无罪的人，他的生命才能代替我们这些有罪的人的生命。
Because we can only take a person who is pure and sinless, and then he could wash away our sins.
所以今天耶稣教信耶稣的啊，最跟一般宗教最主要差别就在这一点，耶稣是救主。
Therefore, the main difference from believing in Lord Jesus Christ and other religions is that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
叫让我们每一个信靠他的人，不仅在这啊，我们肉体活在世界上的时候，能够体会到神所赏赐给我们的平安。
And so that for all of us who believe in Him, we'll be able to be blessed with peace and blessings in our daily lives.
更让我们能够体验到说，真的我们有那个把握，将来能够进入天国的这个盼望。
And it also let us experience with the hope of attaining to the heavenly kingdom in our future.
所以 我们今天要在道理上啊，像昨天郭传道的勉励我们说，要建立这个啊这个信仰的这个围墙啊。
Therefore, today in many of the morals and the teachings of the Bible, like what Preacher Kwok said yesterday in the sermon, is to build an invisible parapet.
这个信仰的围墙当然范围很广啊，其中有一点就是在道理上，我们的道理根基上，这个围墙真的要建好。
And the invisible parapet of faith that is built upon our morals and teachings, it is a very important task.
所以今天从圣经里头我们所了解建立在主耶稣基督跟古时候这些先祖使徒他们的教训上这些围墙 啊不是随随便便建造起来的。
And today from all the teachings and the sermons and the sayings from the Bible, we could see that this invisible parapet of faith that the disciples have is built firmly.
所以在马可福音第八章
In Mark chapter 8,
马可福音第八章的十五节，这边主耶稣有说到。
Page 713 in Mark chapter 8 verse 15。
啊，十五节啊，说耶稣吩咐他们说。
That Jesus he was warning the disciples.
说你们要谨慎。
He was telling the disciples to be careful.
防备法利赛人的笑和西律的笑。
Jesus was warning them to watch out for the east of the Pharisees and that of the Herod.
简单说啊，这个笑就是表明一种异端邪说。
And to put it simply, east symbolizes sin and evil.
今天我们教会所传的道理，你不能超越圣经啊。
And today, the morals and the teachings of our church, we could not, when we preach, we should not.
圣经有的你应该照实去传，没有的你不能加添。
We should not exceed that what's recorded in the Bible. We should not add more than what is recorded or remove what was recorded.
这可以说是在真理这个围墙上啊，这很重要。所以你看看古时候使徒时代以来的这个信啊，到最后啊，天主教为什么会变质，就是在这个真理上变质。
And this warning is to tell us that to build up this invisible parapet, we have to go according to the truth, so that we will not stray away from the truth, like the Catholic Church.
很多你看看现在天主教的一种做法，有时候像传到我们啊中国啦啊，在东方那个地方去，他们有一个观念是入境随俗，在那个地方哦，他们这个地方有什么方式啊？我们为了传教方便，我们就跟他们一样，这个最危险的一件事情。
The Catholics have this view that when they went to a certain place, such as in the eastern part of China, they should adopt the traditions of that place. This is a very dangerous way to go about preaching.
所以他们现在像甚至公然可以拜啊，可以做拜拜的事情。
And they could even today publicly pray to idols.
而事实上，他们现在所做的也都是拜偶像的一些事情。
And actually, what they were doing is praying to idols.
把玛利亚啦，或者古时候这些啊，这些。使徒啊啊，都变成偶像化了。
And they were praying to Mother Mary and all the different saints, and all these are idol worshiping.
所以这个笑掺杂在里头。
And because the east is stained within.
所以使徒时代当时的那个教会啊，就是到最后到底变质了，教会的工作就慢慢堕落了。
Because therefore the churches of the apostles' time, because they stray away from the truth, and the church is integrated.
所以这个对我们今天教会来说是一个很大的啊一个提醒。
And therefore this is a huge warning to our church today.
今天圣灵既然已经在这地面上重新建立了这个真教会。
Today, since the shower of the Holy Spirit is upon this earth and the true church is built,
我们就要谨慎。
We have to be alert.
不管到任何一个地方去，我们就是要谨慎啊，防备这些笑、这些异端邪说的侵入。
Regardless of where we are, we have to be aware of this east, so such that they might stain us.
不能因为我们的方便啊，或者比如说像我们来到西方国家，西方国家这边有很多的一些风俗习惯呐、啊，最普遍的，比如说像做复活节的、圣诞节的，这个圣经里头根本没有。啊，提到做这些节日的问题。
We could not because of our conveniences, like when we come to this Eastern society, because they have such traditions like Easter or Christmases, we should not adopt their traditions and follow them.
当然不是说没有主耶稣的复活。
Of course, we are not discounting that Jesus did not resurrect.
有。
There is.
当然也有主耶稣的出生。
Of course, there's the birth of Jesus Christ.
但是我们啊，不必说你限定哪一天，甚至啊，我们可以断定说，今天圣诞节哪一天，我们根本不知道。
However, it is not accorded in the Bible about the actual date of the birth or the death of Jesus Christ.
我们要纪念主耶稣基督的出生，从他的出生啊，到他被钉十字架，然后复活，一直到升天。等候他将来这个降临，这个我们都要纪念。
What we are commemorating, however, is the birth of Jesus Christ to the time when he's nailed on the cross and to his resurrection. All this we have to commemorate.
但不是限定说哪一天。
However, we do not put it, we do not give it a certain exact date.
一年365天，天天都要纪念。
We have to commemorate all this within the 365 days within a year.
因为这些都是神的恩典。
但
绝对不是照他们现在世上现在的做法，你看都已经可以说事实化。
However, we should not go according to the traditions of the world.
我在台湾的时候碰到过一件事情。
In Taiwan, I've come across this.
我们有一位姊妹。
We have this sister.
她读的是一个外教会的学校。
And she's studying in this other.
所以有一年，也就是在啊，有一年她。他们学校哦，但是圣诞，他们所谓的圣诞节，哇，办了很多的活动。
And their sister in year during a Christmas, they have this great activities in their school.
他可以不参加。
She does not need to attend.
但是他这个太热忱了啦。
But because of her fervent.
啊，他想哇，什么钱什么东西，我家里有啊，什么事情我家里方便啊，什么他都他就光，结果直接是不高兴。
Because of her enthusiasm, she was offering whatever she has. However, Jesus Christ was not pleased.
啊，就在那他准备要去准备那些东西的时候，他摔了一下子，摔得很严重。哎，结果这摔这么一下子，把他摔醒了。
And just when she was going about dizzy in all this preparation, she had a heavy fall, and this wake her up.
说我为什么要去参加他们这种活动呢？
And she realized that, and she asked herself, why do I need to attend all these activities?
啊，就一些晚会啦、舞会啦等等这些事情。她说我今天从道理里以后能够明白，啊，事实上我们不应该这样纪念，不是这种纪念法，啊，也不是在这一天。那我为什么要啊参与他们的这种活动呢？
And she realized within her heart that she did not need to attend all these different night parties because such method is not right and it's not recorded in the Bible. So why should I attend?
她明白。
She realized the
所以她向神悔改
，and therefore she repents in front of the Lord.
以后她再也不敢
，so that she would not do the same thing.
所以我们要晓得，今天主耶稣基督，他确实他有降生的事实。没有主耶稣的降生，哪有后来主耶稣的工作
？Today, the important fact that we should realize that there is indeed the birth of Jesus Christ, and therefore he laid down all these different lessons.
路加福音那边也告诉我们，这是有关万民的这个大喜的信息啊。
And also, it's recorded in Luke about the matter of.
我们要纪念。
Oh, that we have to commemorate.
但是不是说因为我不晓得哪一天。
However, it's not because we don't know what the.
这个纪念主耶稣基督的恩典。
And therefore, we have to commemorate.
绝对不是说像现在一般所谓的那种纪念方法。
However, the way to go about commemorating is not that of the world.
啊，所以不要让我们的信仰让啊。不管到什么地方的啊，一些当地的一些风俗习惯，把我们把这个信仰呢，啊，世俗化。
Therefore, we have to protect our faith so that no matter where we are, we should not go according to the traditions of that place.
所以真的要分别为圣。
Therefore, we have
像一道围墙一样，里头的就是我们的，外头的啊，跟这个世界要分开来。
Therefore, we have to realize and protect what is within from what is in.The exterior.
但是我们不是离开这个世界。
However, this does not mean that we are departing from this world.
而是在心智上真的要分别为圣。
But then it's such that on our morals we have to stand.
建立好一个真正很稳固的道理的围墙。
We have to build this strong parapet of faith.
啊，有这种认识以后。
And after this understanding.
我们可以发觉，主耶稣对这些门徒也是会考试的。
And we also realize that Jesus Christ will go about testing his disciples.
我们请看马可福音第八章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 8.
第八章的二十七节到二十九节这边有记载。
Page 714, Mark chapter 8, verse 27.
27, 29.
Okay. Verse 27 to 29. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." Verse 29. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?"
这里主耶稣就问跟从一啊这些门徒跟从主耶稣一段时间以后
，And after these disciples had followed Jesus for a certain period of time，
他们已经学习了， 应该认识主耶稣了。
And they also get a deeper understanding of Jesus。
就问门徒了，说人说我是谁
？Therefore Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?"
好像很简单的一道题目啊。
It seems a very simple question。
但是我认为这个题目。 等于是好像今天我们做基督的门徒一个毕业考，你这一个要是不清楚的话，我们还没有资格，没有一个真正资格做基督的门徒。However,
today I feel that this is the most important question for all of us Christians. It is like we're sitting in an examination of faith. We have to answer this question before we could know that we are a true Christian.
这些门徒就回答说：“有人这样说了，说你是洗约翰。”
And the disciples replied that some say that he Jesus is John the Baptist.
啊，有人说是以利亚。
And others say that he is Elijah.
或者有人说是古时候先知里头哪一位？
And still, yet there's others that say that Jesus is one of the prophets.
哦，接着下来这句话最重要。
And an important question follows.
耶稣就问他们呢。
Jesus asked them.
你们说我是谁？
Who do you say I am?
人家怎么说？ 是人家他们对我的认识，最要紧的是现在是你们自己，就是我们自己今天对主耶稣的认识。It
does not matter what other people think of you, but what do we think of Jesus Christ today?
我们是有些做孩子的，从小跟着爸爸妈妈来信，他这个信仰或者只是建立在爸爸妈妈的这个信心上。
Some of us today, being Christians, we came to church because of our parents since young, and the faith is built upon the parents.
他对主耶稣基督的认识没有真正建立起来。However,
their understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ is not built.
所以，当爸爸妈妈还在身边的时候，或许他看着表现很不错，跟着爸爸妈妈一起走。Because
of the influence of the parents, they came to church because of the parents' actions.
但是当爸爸妈妈不在了，不在我们身边了，或者他先回去了，好，那这个孩子的信仰就破产了，倒下来了，甚至破产了。However,
once the parents, if the parents were not around, or if they were to depart from this earth, their faith will deteriorate.
所以我们今天做基督的一个门徒，在什么事情来表明是我们是一个长进的门徒，就是对主耶稣的认识。你真正有确实认识，那你就真的是一个长进的门徒。Therefore,
today, in order to be a progressive disciple, we have to gain true understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以彼得这边做一个代表性的回答，说你是基督，就是永生神的儿子，意思就是你的救主。Therefore,
Peter represented the rest of the disciples and answered that he is the Christ.
好了，到这个地步以后。 主耶稣就开始要求他们，在34节。
However, once they reach this certain matter, Jesus again warned them in verse 34.
在34节这边，主耶稣就叫他们对他们说：“若有人要跟从我。”
And in verse 34, Jesus was telling them that if anyone were to come after me,
就当舍己。
He must deny himself.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross and follow me.
这一个真正长进的门徒，就是要长进到这个地步，才是算是真正的长进。And
a true progressive disciple has to attain such a level in order to be called.
因为简单说了，今天我们为什么会舍己，愿意背起他，背起那个主耶稣基督的十字架，来跟从主耶稣呢？
And today is because we have to deny ourselves in order to take up the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为确实认识主耶稣，他真的是我们的救主，我们知恩，知道神的恩典，那我们就会感恩，接着进一步就是报恩，知恩、感恩、报恩，这是一个步骤连串下来的。
Because we accept the fact that Jesus Christ died for us on the cross, and therefore we have to carry the cross in order to thank Him.
所以今天一个长进的一个门徒，不仅他会过祷告的生活。
Therefore, today a progressive disciple not only will lead a prayerful life.
不仅他会过聚会读经的这种生活。
Not only will he or she attend sermons and read the Bible.
而也因为借着这些，能他对主耶稣有更深的认识。啊、他确确实实认识主，他所以他绝对会过一种奉献的生活。
And because he or she will understand the saying, the truth of Jesus Christ, and therefore will offer.
这就是感恩的生活。
And this is a life of.
所以昨天郭传道也有特别强调到这一点。
And yesterday, Preacher Kwok also further emphasizes.
这种奉献的生活就是一种服侍的生活。
That to offer ourselves is to perform work.
服侍神，服侍人，奉献。我们往往把这个奉献这两个字，好像看成只有在这个奉献箱前面这两个字的啊，这个把钱丢进去的物质的奉献，不是只有这个意思而已。
Like yesterday, the sermon we talk about offering, and offering is serving, and it talks about serving Lord and our brothers and sisters, and it's not just on physical matter like giving tithe.
当然，这也是一种奉献生活，没有错。啊，而且这也是要让我们是不是？你自己确确实实能够感恩啊，能够报答神，很自动的甘心乐意来做。所以我们教会啊，不像一般外教会啊，那个奉献的网子到处传，到处传，那传到你面前不得不啊，都要从口袋里头，至少你装模作样，甚至这样的伸到啊那个网子里头去，不必这个样子放在这边，你自己很自由，很甘心乐意的来做这件事情。
Giving tithes is also a very important task because it's part of the offering that we have to give to the church, and we do it voluntarily, such that we place the box here. The brothers and sisters could come up and offer their tithes, and this is different from other churches. The way they go about offering tithes, they go around with a net in order in front of everyone, so that each brothers and sisters, out of obligation, they have to give a certain portion.
那我们为什么会甘心乐意做这种事情？
And why do we volunteer to do such matters?
其实道理很简单呐、
啊。However, it is based on simple.
我记得有一天呢、啊，在车上我问我们朱弟兄说，加拿大这边税金很重啊。
I remember one day when I was in the car talking to Brother Chu that the tax in Canada is great.
是，确实很重。听说什么？6%，现在又加上一个7%，本来就有6%，现在又一个7%的什么税，我也搞不懂。我一听说哇，这么多税这么重。
They were probably speaking of the provincial tax that it has increased again from 6% to 7%.
但是他告诉我说，这边的百姓对这个有认识。
However, he was telling me that all the people here understand this matter.
税虽然这么重。但是国家征收这些税是好的，对百姓是有好处的。
They realize that even though the tax has increased, they realize that it is important for the government to collect such taxes because it is progressive for the country.
所以我们虽然来到这边只有两个礼拜，还不到两个礼拜时间，我们就感受得到这边的福利的等等一些制度做得很好，很好很好。为什么？因为有这些税金，所以向百姓征收这些税金。事实上是坐在百姓身上，同样道理。
And within our short period of stay here of 2 weeks, we realized that the social welfare of this country is done very well because the people here pay a certain amount of taxes, and all these taxes would in return be channeled into the resources of the people.
什么都事实上什么任何东西都是神的，我们天上的阿爸的，他事实上也不会白白取走我们的东西，他。我们所奉献出来的，在无形当中很多恩典，啊，又加添在我们身上。
And all the treasures of this earth are all belong to our Lord Father, and whatever we can get from the world, we should return it to our Lord.
所以在我们台湾呢，我们教会很多信徒都有这种体验，都明白这些道理。
Therefore, in many of our churches in Taiwan, all the brothers and sisters, the members understand.
所以从小，像郭传道昨天也谈到说，从小就让孩子能够明白这个。我曾经碰到有一个做妈妈的，她也是一样啊，她教孩子的持续哈，要那个 啊，我们说猪小弟啊，用那个猪来做那个什么啊，铺满啊。
I knew this certain sister in church, and she was teaching her child since young to save up in a little piggy bank.
啊，教他孩子哎有零钱啊，就有人往铺满里头装装装，哎，好了，有一天装满了，啊，他妈妈说哇，猪小弟吃回了。可以杀了，我们来一起来杀猪。
And she was telling her child that to put aside the pocket money every day in this little piggy bank. And one day when it was the piggy bank was filled, she was telling her child that it is time to kill this little pig.
就把那个铺满打开了。
And therefore they broke open the
bank. 那个妈妈很聪明哦，啊，机会教育啦，就告诉了孩子说，我们一起来算哈，十个一堆，十个一堆。
And therefore, the mother, she's in the intelligence, she saw the chance of this opportunity to teach her child.
算，地球堆第十堆了，就告诉孩子，哎，这个第十堆这是谁的？
And she was laying down all these different coins in rows of 10, and she asked her child, who does the last row of coins belong to?
孩子从小就有接受这个宗教教育，加上父母亲常常的啊在教导，他就马上回答，是主耶稣的。
The little child, because of receiving religious education since young, immediately he replied that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我实在很佩服这个做妈妈的，感谢神，从小就能让他明白，十分之一本来就是神的。
And indeed, I respect this teaching of the mother that she was teaching her child that the 10% of the overall of the money belongs to the Lord.
事实上，说严格一点呢，今天我们带什么来到世上？世上都是我们的阿爸的啊。
And today, if we were to look at, if we were to speak of it seriously, what we possess today comes from the Heavenly Father.
只不过是借着这个，也可以说是借着这件事情，又在提醒我们，今天不要忽略到我们天上的阿爸。
And also, it is to remind us that we should not forget our Heavenly Father.
而事实上，他真的也没有白娶我们。在我们所看到的，有信心，不管是十一奉献或者任何其他奉献的，神所加添给他的，真的比他所奉献的不晓得多是多少多少倍。
Because our Lord Father is the Father of creation of this entire universe, and therefore He will shower with us whatever we offer up to Him.And he will give us blessings much more than the 10% that we put in.
那当然，除了这些物质奉献以外，其他的你在时间上的奉献。
And other than such physical offerings, we can also offer up our time.
啊，要是说同样照十分之一来算的话，我们今天一天24个小时里头，十分之一至少你要能够很实际的、很虔诚的来亲近神，2.4个小时啊。
And today, if we were to speak of offering 10% of our time, 24 hours a day, we have to offer up 2.25 hours to the Lord.
那不是啊，或者有的算了七分之一啊。
And some even offer up
七天有一天是安息日啊。
Oh. And also, we have to offer up a day out of the 7 days, that is Sabbath service.
当然，我们不必这样算了。
And of course, it is not.
但是我们要有这个心意说，说啊，我们要多利用一点时间，真的要多有一个时间来亲近神，不是只有指着这个聚会。
However, it is not just a matter of calculation. It is to tell us to examine our heart to come close.
有聚会的这种团契啊，实在很好，我们都能够尽量能够应该来参加。那其他的呢？最起码在家庭里头，真的你一定要建立祷告的生活、读经的生活啊，这个一定要建立起来。
It is indeed healthy that we have frequent sermons within church. However, the more importantly, we have to lead a prayerful life and read the Bible daily at home.
啊，或者奉献我们的才能。
And also we have to offer.
不仅时间上奉献，或者我们的恩赐能力，我们所做所为，学习到所得到一切，能够做在有意义的啊，对神对人都有益的这些公益事业上等等，这都是很好的一件事情。
And also we have to offer up our talents and whatever we could offer to our Lord Jesus Christ such that it can be revealed within the society or within brothers and sisters. And all these are meaningful tasks.
所以当一个信徒他能够明白这些道理，从 建立祷告生活开始到亲近，愿意亲近主，对吧？啊，过着读经的生活，服侍的生活，来过着一种报答神恩典这种日子的话，这种门徒一定是非常长进的门徒。
And once a Christian, in order to be a progressive disciple, and after having a truth and true understanding of the sayings of our Lord, he will lead a thankful life and a prayerful life.
那这个天国呢，等于就是他的眼前一样。
And therefore, the heavenly kingdom is right in front of his eyes.
就好像彼得、雅各、约翰接着下来，直接是带他们到那个山上去。
And this is like Peter, Jacob, and James.Where the Lord Jesus Christ brought them to the mountain.
在那边让他们看到异象，主耶稣变了容貌。
And the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself in front of them in a vision.
衣服放光极其洁白，非常荣耀的形象。
And he was glorified, and he appeared in front of them in a sparkle of light.
所以对一个长进的门徒来说，天国不是遥远的事情。
Therefore, to a progressive disciple, the heavenly kingdom is not far.
绝对不是摸不到的事情，事实上就是在你的身边。
It's not a matter that cannot be attained, but actually it is right in front of us.
你真正能够亲近神，过着感恩服侍神的生活，服侍神，服侍人是吧？快乐无比。
And in order to lead a prayerful life and a thankful life, to offer and to serve one another.
我们早上多耽误了一些时间，我们就讲，一起学习到这里。
And today, our topic of the seminar will end here today for encouragement.
那我们一起来感谢祷告。
And I love.
继续为了下午的课程，我们在祷告当中求主耶稣带领。
And let us kneel down and pray again today, and also we pray for the session this afternoon.